Hello there, men, and welcome to the Masculinism Movement Channel, a place for men to talk about masculinity and men's rights and issues. I'm your host, Brian Krall, and today we are going to be talking about the war on men. Men were, of course, the dominant sex for millennia, but these days there's a war on men, and women are winning it. They are now dominating us, and we live in a matriarchy, not a patriarchy. Ever wonder why that is when it used to be the other way around? Well, I'll explain the main reasons. The first and primary reason is that we've lost our unity and women have gained it. Men used to be a united front called by feminists the patriarchy, which feminism has effectively destroyed. Women did not used to have a united front and instead used to fight amongst themselves for men. But now, they have united under feminism. This reminds me of stories of the British and Spanish conquistadors who came to the Americas and were easily able to take over indigenous populations. Why? Because the British and Spanish were united fronts under one government. The indigenous populations of Native American peoples were not. They were split up amongst thousands of very small tribes, all of whom were constantly fighting each other for territory. So they were easy to conquer because, as the old saying goes, united we stand, divided we fall. There were so many Native Americans across the Americas. If they had been able to unite on a greater level as their enemies had, they probably would not have lost their land and been decimated. But how can people stand up to such a great force when they're busy fighting amongst each other? This is exactly what is happening with men these days. Women have united under feminism and are using social media to create anti-male movements in which any female around the world can join in on. And men are not doing this, at least not at the same level. We have the men's rights movement, we have MGTOW, and there's men's groups and organizations and such, but these are small in comparison to feminism and far behind the learning curve, since feminism is now in its fourth wave. Fourth. If you're enjoying listening to what I have to say, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you feel I'm adding value to your life, you can also tip me at the PayPal link below in proportion to the amount of value added. Your support will help me be able to continue this work because the oppressive fascists at YouTube are against this kind of content and actively trying to suppress it. So it is only with the help of viewers like you that I'll be able to keep fighting the good fight against the evil fucking matriarchy. So while men are fighting amongst each other for a piece of female tail, women are dominating. This is, of course, why men like me do not like the idea of simps, incels, and beta cucks who represent the worst of this type of male behavior supplicating to these domineering feminists. However, this is also why I will not be shaming them or any male on this channel, because this is going to be a channel for uniting men, not dividing us. And the main thing preventing these types of men from joining our movement and uniting with us is the shaming of them. We're not going to get any of these weaker men to join us and learn how to be strong and masculine and stand up to women by shaming them and putting them down. We shouldn't be shaming them. We should be showing them the way. Feminism has created a sisterhood of women and helped them to succeed. And if we as men are going to have any chance at all whatsoever of winning the gender war and succeeding in this modern society, we need to return to the brotherhood of man. So let us stop creating divisions among ourselves and unite against feminism and its war against us. After all, it's the only way we stand a chance. Otherwise, we may very well end up decimated like the Native Americans. Our enemy is strong and powerful because they are working together on a unified front against us while we are all divided amongst ourselves. So it's time for us to come together and work together in this same way with our answer to feminism, that is masculinism. So if you see a man who is allowing himself to be made a slave by a domineering female slave driver, Don't push him down further. Try to bring him up. Offer him the red pill. His transformation won't be instantaneous, of course, as I'm sure yours wasn't either. The truth takes time to realize. But as long as you are not oppressing other men further by shaming them like a female does, but are offering them a better way, the way to a good life, a life of masculine sovereignty, eventually they will join us, and we will be able to create a strong, patriarchal, unified front to stand tall against female oppression and put women back in their place where they belong. That concludes this video. Thanks for listening. I hope I mansplained that good enough for you. If you like what you heard, please click the like button. And if you feel you gained some value from this video and would like to give some back, please do so with the PayPal link below, because your support helps fund me doing this work and fight the good fight for men like you. If you are ready to take the red pill and wake up from the matrix and the matriarchy controlling it and learn everything you need to know about female-on-male sexism, get your copy of my newly released book called Misandry Exposed. On sale now for a special price that won't last long, so check it out by clicking the link below. And otherwise, you can stay tuned for my next video coming out tomorrow. And otherwise, take care of yourselves, men, because no woman out there is going to.